Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
So could a single sermon or a single position on a controversial subject bring down a church? That may, in fact, be the story of the Grace Community United Church of Christ in St. Paul, Minnesota. When the Reverend Oliver White voted in support of gay marriage at a national church meeting, endorsing tolerance for a lifestyle that much of his congregation found offensive, it was a matter of going too far. His congregation did not say amen.
Categorically, they said, I cannot be a part of a church that accepts same-sex marriage.
That was the Reverend Oliver White speaking about his congregation on CNN. Since White went public on gay marriage back in 2005, two-thirds of his congregation have abandoned his church. Financial difficulties ensued. By 2007, the church was in serious debt. Debt's now coming due, and which could force the closing of the church altogether. It's a crossroads for Reverend White and his church, and was a parting of the ways for most of his faith community. This week, we are looking at the crossroads facing people in America as this nation's approach to homosexuality evolves. And the Reverend White joins us now. Welcome to the program, Reverend White.
Thank you. Glad to be.
So what did your parishioners think you were endorsing here? And what do they think homosexuality is? I mean, I described it as a lifestyle there, but that, of course, is incorrect. Some people describe it as just a condition of life itself, and that we need to be tolerant towards people having that experience. So what do you believe, and what do your parishioners believe?
Well, unfortunately, too many people, not just my parishioners, but too many people, period, believe that homosexuality is an abomination. And they base that belief upon what they have read or have been told from the Bible. And that is very, very unfortunate that people think that way. Now, what do I believe? I believe that all of us are God's children. I don't believe that we should judge one another according to our sexual preferences or what we believe in terms of our religion or any of that. I can't imagine why people would be upset because of a loving, caring, mutual relationship between two adults.
Where did your parishioners go? To a church that preaches the abomination thing, or did they just stop going to church altogether?
Well, no, they didn't stop going to church altogether. These were very religious people, which hurts me a lot, that many of them chose to go to churches that teach a fundamental lesson from the Bible. I was told that some of them have joined Jehovah's Witnesses. I know some of them have become a part of Seventh-day Adventist churches, and then some have spread into Baptist churches and et cetera. Many of them went to Pentecostal evangelical-type churches as well.
Now, Reverend Oliver White, this happened back in 2005, and, you know, over a period of time, you lost two-thirds of your congregation, as I've said. You know, it's possible that, you know, the reason for this didn't have everything to do with this position. Convince me that that is the case, and that it isn't just about people got tired of you.
No, I think people leave churches for a variety of reasons. And you know, you can anticipate that you're not going to keep 100% of the people 100% of the time. We've always had issues that we've dealt with, and as long as there is a church, as long as there is my church, there are going to be issues that you deal with. But categorically speaking, the majority of them left because of the issue of having to deal with same-sex marriages, as well as my advocacy of the gay-lesbian community, as well as the fact that I don't speak gender-specific language. My use of the term man for God was entirely eliminated from my sermons, my prayers, and all my writing. My advocacy for women, many men in my church, former men that went there thought that women should be subject to men. I didn't believe that. So I've been told by some, maybe I'm ahead of my time or something like that, but I believe in preaching the gospel, the simple gospel, the simple truth, and that is what Jesus said. Love your neighbor as you love yourself, and love God. And on those two commandments hang all the laws and the prophecy.
Where does your church go at this point? I mean, you're reaching a bit of a precipice because of indebtedness associated with some loans that you took out in 2007. What's the sort of end point here? Is the clock ticking?
The clock the clock is definitely ticking. I'm sure you can hear it. The end point would be June 30th. That is the drop-dead date, according to our attorney. So the campaign to raise the funds that we need to keep the door open will last until June 28th, at which point we're looking forward to placing in the hands of the lender upon which we have a 23.5% mortgage. We were vulnerable. We were naive. It's something that we should not have done. It was a very, very bad decision. But the decision was made with the point of trying to keep our programs at the church open.
Well, good luck on that one. The deadline there, the 28th, the absolute drop-dead date, the end of the month. That's the Reverend Oliver White, the pastor of Grace Community United Church of Christ in St. Paul, Minnesota, facing a $200,000 loan repayment deadline that came about over the controversy of the pastor's endorsement of gay marriage. Thanks to the Reverend who spoke with us earlier this morning. We're already getting responses from you about this conversation on places of worship and who holds sway over whom on controversial issues. Ed posted this to our website. It's not at all uncommon for members of these communities to change because of disagreements with teachings of specific pastors. Also, the people who left aren't judging homosexual persons, says Ed. They are refusing to endorse the act of homosexuality, two different things. Well, how does that relationship, the one between pastor and parish, work where you worship? The issue of homosexuality has split the Episcopal Church off from the Anglican Communion, so this is an issue that affects churches all over the world. What core beliefs does a congregation need to agree on? Tell us at 877-8-MY-TAKE or join the conversation at thetakeaway.org. You can also listen to The Takeaway on your own schedule. Share it with a friend. It's easier than ever with our improved and newly streamlined podcast. Just subscribe to it at thetakeaway.org/podcast.